few clouds with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 28, it is a sunny 31 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is considering executive action at the southern border. A White House official confirming that action could be coming, including putting new restrictions in place on asylum seekers. A new internal estimate is revealing that Ukraine's military shortages could become catastrophic in the fight against Russia by spring if U.S. aid doesn't come through. ABC News contributor John Cohen says Vladimir Putin is well aware of what's been happening in Congress, where a vote on aid is stalled in the House.
Putin has used that delay to his advantage. He has expanded his military operations. He has acquired territory he didn't hold 2 months ago.
A delegation of U.S. lawmakers has arrived in Taiwan in a show of U.S. support for the Chinese-claimed island. Thousands of AT&T cell phone customers this morning waking up to limited or no service at all. It affects several cities, including Houston, Chicago, and San Francisco. This is ABC News. Wendy Williams out of the spotlight since her talk show ended in 2022, speaking out now about her problems in a new documentary. We get details from ABC's Allison Kosick.
Her niece spoke to ABC News about why her aunt chose to tell her story now.
She said, "Now is the perfect time because I want to take ownership of my story."
According to People magazine, the documentary captures Williams in the throes of alcohol addiction and struggles with Graves' disease. Her niece is addressing criticism that the documentary could be exploiting Williams.
My aunt is the executive producer of this documentary.
Where is Wendy Williams premieres Saturday on Lifetime. New study on the dangers of too much sitting. Researchers studying nearly 500,000 people find workers who mostly sat are 34% more likely to die from cardiovascular issues. So get up, 16% more likely from all causes than less than sedentary. They conclude people should get up and walk at least 15 to 30 minutes a day. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, we're tracking a weather system just south of Wisconsin today, which has been bringing some showers and even thunderstorms to Illinois. But those are tracking away from us toward Indiana and southern Michigan. We should have another mild spring-like day around here with temperatures hovering about 25 degrees above normal. We are expecting colder conditions, though, to move in by tonight and tomorrow as a cold front slides in from the north. And this cold front might even trigger some scattered snow showers in the area from midday tomorrow into tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a dusting in a couple of spots, especially the eastern part of the region. The weekend looks quiet with warming temperatures and then quite warm early next week with gusty south winds ahead of a storm system coming out of the Rocky Mountains, so temperatures could be near record levels. Also, we have a good chance of precipitation moving in later Tuesday, lasting into Wednesday, mostly in the form of rain around here, but we can't rule it out turning to some snow late Wednesday or Wednesday nights as much colder air moves in. So here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and balmy with highs in the upper 50s, northwest wind around 10, a few clouds tonight, low 30, mostly cloudy and colder tomorrow, 30% chance of snow showers by midday with a high of 36, west wind becoming north at 10 to 15, clearing out and brisk out there Friday night, low at 15, Saturday sunny or partly cloudy with winds increasing, high 39. On Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, low 30 with a high of 49 degrees. Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet, low 29, high 57. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy with near record warmth. Scattered rain showers possible with a higher chance at night, low 40, high 62. Wednesday, colder with areas of rain likely. Lows in the upper 20s with a high near 41. Could stay in the low 30s for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 32 degrees with some sunshine. 59 was yesterday's high. The record high 70 in 2017. Record low 17 below zero in 1966. Last year's high was 28 and the low 24. Sunset will occur at 5:41 this afternoon, while sunrise time will be at 6:48 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 29.78 is steady. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 28 and a high of 39 this morning, we're at 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at a couple of clubs heading toward the state wrestling tournament. Details on the boys' basketball schedule. Final one of the night, final regular season schedule anyway, for boys' basketball for many teams. And we'll have details coming up as well on a record-breaking night for Marquette.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The 81st WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament is going in this weekend, and the third Girls Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held in conjunction at the Kohl Center on the campus of the University of Wisconsin. Division I and Girls Preliminaries begin at 3 this afternoon. Division I Quarterfinals approximately 5:15, and Divisions II and III Preliminaries and Girls Quarterfinals will be held tonight at 7 o'clock. Richland Center head coach Silas Coleman is looking forward to the day.
I thought overall the team wrestled really well. We were close in a couple matches that maybe I wish could have gone the other way. But I think overall the team wrestled really well.
For the Hornets, three will be advancing, Emma Hady and Ethan Hady, along with Teague Perkins. I talked to Silas about Emma wrestling well these days.
Yeah, she did. She looked really good on Saturday, and we're hoping to see that continue this weekend.
And Madeline Muller had a good season for you, but it ended on Saturday.
She did. She came out last year into the first year wrestler for us and had just a lot of growth this year. And wrestled really well on Saturday, too. And that was just one of those things that just didn't go our way this time. But I expect big things from her next year as well.
Ethan Hady, maybe you could talk about him at 113.
Yeah, so Saturday he looked really well for us and just was wrestling tough the entire day. And I think throughout the season I've kind of seen him progress, and he's always been wrestling really tough for us, but just as the season's gone on, he's gotten better and better, and this is kind of the right time to be doing that.
Quite a run by your conference foe Dodgeville to have four sectional champions back-to-back-to-back. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty rare here. What it seems like for them is becoming an every-year thing, which is really good for them, but it makes it difficult for the rest of us.
No doubt. And Teague Perkins, you kind of wrestled him cautiously, didn't you?
Yep, right now at the kind of end of the season, you're dealing with those injury bugs still a little bit. And so, he wrestled tough and got through, and that's what we wanted to do, is be able to get through the day and make it to the state tournament. He did, so you just kind of take the wins where you can get them and then play it safe when you need to as well.
The Hornets will be heading to Madison today.
Yep, we'll head down on Thursday morning, kind of take our time getting down there, and so that way nobody's feeling rushed, and then we'll get ready to go. So Emma will actually wrestle around 3 o'clock on Thursday, and then Teague won't wrestle. That round doesn't start till 7:15, so it'll be a little bit later, obviously, being a 215-pounder.
And Ethan Hady will wrestle tomorrow for the Hornets. Riverdale is headed there as well. We had a chance to catch up this week with Coach Jeff Campbell, and we talked about Riverdale getting four through the always tough Mineral Point sectional.
Today we'll have we have an assembly anyways for FFA week, so we're also acknowledging our wrestlers at that time and a number of all of our other winter sports and any activities and clubs. They've got a number of tournament things coming up for them, too. So we're doing that here this morning at school. We'll head out around, have a send-off for the kids around noon, and then we'll head on down to the hotel, get checked in, and then head on to the Kohl Center for weigh-ins and get ourselves ready to wrestle tonight.
Well, let's talk about the individuals that will be wrestling. How many of them wrestle tonight?
We have three wrestling tonight. Freshman Lakota Brewer. He is a opponent from Stratford, a common opponent that we've seen a couple times this year, actually. And then next up we'll have Riley Wanick at 175. Riley has a wrestler from Cadott. And then Grant Matthews has a La Crosse Aquinas heavyweight, which we had just wrestled last week at the sectional. So common opponent there, too, for tonight. And then Brody Meese will have buy into tomorrow.
Four is a pretty strong contingent, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. That sectional is just a roller coaster ride of emotions up and down all day. We had a chance for six going into that last round, and unfortunately two of our seniors fell to close matches. Caden Renish and Sean Duffy both had great careers for us here at Riverdale, and both just one step away, from making that state tournament. So that's tough, too, to see seniors just end that way, but both guys gave us a great well, Sean 3 years and Caden 4 years for the program, and a lot of good memories.
Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell. Our coverage begins with reports this afternoon. Bill Twining and David Werman will be on hand at the Kohl Center and joined by some helpers as well from the area during the course of the weekend all the way through Saturday evening. There's lots of boys basketball in the area tonight. It's the final night of the regular season for many teams. Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, Sauk Prairie at Edgewood, Nakusa at Adams Friendship, Mauston at Wisconsin Dells, Bangor at Royal, Potosi at
Highland. Riverdale travels to Darlington, Southwestern at Fenimore. Wisconsin Heights at Marshall, North Crawford at DeSoto, Kickapoo at Weston. Also tonight, Wazika is at Ithaca, and that North Crawford-DeSoto game. So the Bulldogs currently trail North Crawford by a game going into the final night of the regular season. If DeSoto would pull the upset over North Crawford, and if Ithaca would win against Wazika Steuben, there could be a tie for the conference championship in the Ridge and Valley. That's what the Bulldogs are hoping for anyway tonight. In the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at River Valley, Platteville at Dodgeville, and Lancaster at Richland Center. For the Hornets, they have faced Lancaster and played them well earlier. This is Coach Brian Pulse.
Well, we were talking just about the missed opportunity that we had the first time when we played Lancaster. You know, we were up, I think we had about a six-point lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go and just couldn't execute down the stretch. So I think we have the confidence that we know we can play with them. We had the opportunity there, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting them on our floor. It's our last home game, so we're going to have some fun with that and just really take advantage of the opportunity, knowing, like I said, we're playing better basketball right now, and we just want to see where we're at. A lot of these games recently have been in the conference just that second time around, and we've shown a lot of improvement. So we're looking to keep that going against Lancaster.
The Hornets' final home game tonight, it will tip off with the JV action around 6 and varsity to follow. Merchants Bowling League action last night. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 29-87. Granite Valley a 27-64. Badger State Ducts Cleaning a 27-23. High game honors, Morris Heating and Cooling a 10-84. Badger State Ducts Cleaning a 1,000, Morris Heating and Cooling a 973. Top Series, Lucas Lindvig a 701, Mike Morris a 693, Chase Keller a 684. Top Game, Chase Keller a 267, Lucas Lindvig a 256, and Warwick Wolf a 255 in the Merchants Bowling League. Well, Tyler Kolick had a school record 18 assists. Cam Jones scored a career-high 34 points. And number 7 Marquette bounced back from its most lopsided loss of the season to rout DePaul 105-71. After Marquette's early 24-2 run, the only suspense remaining was whether Kolick would stay on the floor long enough to break the school's 29-year-old assist record of 17 set by Tony Miller against Memphis on March 4th of 1995. Kolick is the reigning Big East Player of the Year. Here's his coach, Shaka Smart.
He is a special player for a lot of ways, but one of the reasons is he gets a kick out of getting his teammate shots, and he really enjoys that part of the game. So Marquette history, you know, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. Those are big names. You know, those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
Here's Tyler Kolick.
You know, that's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We don't really have a lot of isolation players. You know, we don't really play too much one-on-one. We cut, we pass, we move, you know, we hit the open guy. So I think it's just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
The Milwaukee Bucks will get back into action tomorrow night. There are quite a few NBA games being played this evening. In the meantime, the Bucks try to look to bolster their team for the stretch drive. They have signed veteran forward Danilo Gallinari. The 35-year-old Gallinari has averaged 7.3 points and 2.8 rebounds a game. The 6'10 Italian forward played 26 games for the Wizards before being traded to the Pistons last month. He became a free agent after the Pistons requested waivers on him 2 weeks ago. The Bucks are being called the most intriguing NBA story for the second half of the season. The pressure is on for the team to turn things around after losing 7 of its first 10 games under veteran replacement head coach Doc Rivers. The window of championship opportunity seems to be closing with Damian Lillard, now 33 years old, and injury-plagued Chris Middleton at 32. Veteran center Brooke Lopez is 35, although his stats in the current season are about the same as his first year with Milwaukee, 13 a game and 5 rebounds a game. Giannis Antetokounmpo has called for more urgency from his teammates. In the latest polling, the Bucks are ranked just 12th in the league. Boston is number 1 and Minnesota is number 2. Elsewhere last night, Penn State knocked off number 12 Illinois in men's college basketball, 90 289. And from the NHL, Buffalo 3-2 over Montreal, Philadelphia 3, Chicago 1, Columbus 7-4 over Anaheim, Toronto 6, Arizona 3, and Boston 6-5 over Edmonton in overtime. The Brewers officially signed Brandon Woodruff, who is injured, to a 2-year contract. No telling when he will pitch. He was excited to get the deal.
I don't know the exact number, but quite a few teams reached out. Whether there was meaningful engagement between both sides, some I got far along the line with, some I did not. But yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end, and then the Brewers came in right at the last second. Is kind of how it happened.
That's a look at sports today. I'm Phil Nee.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
A look at the state individual wrestling tournament this weekend, plus girls hoops playoffs continue. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Tournament is set for this weekend at the Cole Center. A total of 560 boys wrestlers representing 211 different programs will compete, along with 192 girls wrestlers from 138 programs. There are 28 former boys state champions in the field, with 8 returning state title winners in girls wrestling. Of note, Connor Mirasola of West Bend West is looking to join Elite Company as a 4-time state champion, as he's unbeaten this year at 190 pounds. Likewise, Coy Hopke of Amory is pursuing a 4th state title, moving up to heavyweight in Division II this year. Cumberland senior Dawson Johnson is yet another wrestler hoping to win his 4th state title. He's a perfect 53-0 at 138 pounds in Division III. 7 other boys wrestlers are pursuing their 3rd WIAA state title. On the girls' side, Brooke Corrigan of De Pere, Haley Krieger of New London, and Brianna Reinwald of Horicon, all juniors, are trying to win their 3rd state titles in the 3rd year of official WIAA Girls Championships. Action starts Thursday and continues through the March of Champions on Saturday. Girls basketball playoffs will continue with regional semifinals on Friday and regional final contest held around the state on Saturday, which will also feature gymnastics and hockey sectional play. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 8:24, coming up, Marty Raybon of Shenandoah will join us on the line. And a chance to win a little bit later on with our trivia question of the day. This is Mackenzie Porter.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple triple hallway, famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking about those days, these days. Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce when you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT.
During our morning get-together on WRCO Radio, we appreciate Marty Raybon of Shenandoah, their lead singer and longtime member, joining us by phone. Marty, you're coming to the Dells on Friday night, and you've been touring a lot here lately. Are you having as much fun, or is it more fun than it used to be?
Yes, sir. It's more fun. It's a whole lot more fun. You know, and Philip, what makes it a whole lot more fun is, you know, brother, the pressure's off. I mean, it really is. You know, when you first get started as an artist, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on, a lot of things that you're not sure of. You don't know if this is really, really important, which, I mean, we've always thought everything was important. But I think we've kind of, our filing system's been a little bit better. Our filing cabinet looks a little better And I think maturity's got a whole lot to do with that. So therefore, you know, you understand, you know, what is the best thing in the world to do. And that is, look, you get in front of people and you try to entertain them. You try to make people really enjoy the show because, you know, that's really what they hire us for. You know, they hire us to be entertainers. Now, we could get up there and pick and sing for 90 minutes or 2 hours or however long we play. And at the end of it, say that, you know, well, we fulfilled our contract. We did what we were supposed to do. But we'd rather folks, you know, hoop and holler and sing along and have a good time, because at the end of the evening, you know, people will feel like that they were a part of a show instead of just coming and sitting and witnessing one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And how do you possibly play all your hits? That must be kind of hard, isn't it?
Well, we try to get around as many of them as we can. You know, we actually don't talk a whole lot. I mean, we talk enough to know that, you know, that we do talk to folks. But and I say we, I'm the one that does it. But, you know, it's because we try to get around to so much of the music. And not only that, I mean, we've got new music as well, too, that we want to play for everybody. So we don't do every single thing that we've done. But we don't miss it by far.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was thinking back to some of your early hits, and you guys came out about the same time. It was kind of that country class of 89 and 90. You were kind of right in the mix of all that, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. In fact, our first record was in 88, which was a tune called She Doesn't Cry Anymore. And then before you know it, 89 was really pretty much the stellar year that it really brought us from being an act that was coming along in country music as to an act in country music. You know, that year we had Sunday in the South and Two Dozen Roses and Church on Cumberland Road and Mama Knows. And then, of course, that led to the album where we had Ghost in This House and Next to You, Next to Me and I Got You and Moon Over Georgia and so on. And man, it's just, brother, it's been a good ride. It really has. You know, the question that you asked earlier, we still having as much fun. You know, we are. And truly it is. It's because, you know, we're able to spend a little bit more time with folks it's kind of like any time you mature, I guess, and you grow up and you find out, you know, what the important things of life are. That's when you get it, you know. And I think, look, we've been doing this, you know, for 38 years, it's always came back to the same thing, and that's the fan. You know, it always has been, and it always will be when you go out and do, you know, tour days. And you know, thank goodness we've learned that when it comes to going in the studio, what's more important is finding that right song, you know. And we've been fortunate enough to do that, you know. Songs like Two Dozen Roses and Church on Cumberland Road and Mama Knows and Moon Over Georgia, they've been the kind of tunes that's literally been able to, as they say, stand the test of time. You know, we get out and people, you know, they still sing every word of it. Not, you know, not just the choruses. They sing all of it, you know.
That's amazing. 90s country has really made a comeback. I mean, it's pretty in vogue right now, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is. It sure is. You know, and that was our wheelhouse. I mean, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, all the way through the mid 90s. I mean, that's when, you know, those songs were out. It's fantastic. It really has. And we've actually seen that transition of folks, you know, coming back. You know, now I will say this about 2020, you know, the COVID year. If there was one good thing that came out of it, and I don't know that there was a whole lot of good, but the one thing that I will say was a lot of people that couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything or anything like that, a lot of them got on the search engines and they looked and they found music and stuff like that. And man, before you know it, Two Dozen Roses was just going through the roof. I mean, it was as popular. In fact, it's more popular today than it was when we had it out 34 years ago. And that's really the reason why we teamed up with we had recut it for a label that we had signed with. And some friends of ours started sending us video clips of Luke Combs doing it, you know, live in his performances. So I reached out to Luke and I said, hey, bro, you know, would you like to... I said, we've cut a new track on this thing. I said, man, you want to come and be a part of this new track? And he said, man, I'd love to. And so anyway, he jumped on it, and it was our third number one record, and that's become our 14th number one record. So that's, you know, that's a pretty neat thing. And what's really kind of cool about it, Phil, is Two Dozen Roses is older than Luke is. that's what's strange. But you know, it was like I was saying earlier, how folks have gone and they searched the web and stuff like that, and what we found, you know, that there's a lot of younger people that, you know, that have turned in and turned on, you know, to that 90s country music, you know, the Diamond Rios and the Joe Diffies and the Brooks and Dunn, you know, the stuff that they had out early, you know, in the 90s. And of course, I know they went on further, you know, through the 2000s, but, you know, a lot of those acts, Restless Hearts and Garth Brooks and folks like that, you know, there's been a really, really nice transition of what's taking place, and it's kind of give a little bit of a breath of fresh air to, you know, to what we've been doing, and it's kind of put a good wind in our sail.
You've probably shared the stage with just about everybody you just mentioned, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. We have. And you know, and that's a good thing too. You know, it's good to make buddies and friends and that type stuff, and being a part of what some would call the elite of country music. You know, it's really kind of nice when you get a chance to stand on stage with them, you know, and do a show, brother, we've had a good ride, but again. And Phil, you know this as well as I do. You know, it's because of the fan. You know, they're the ones that's made it. They're the ones that's made it possible. You know, we've had the opportunity to for the last 38 years to go and do and stand before people in the evening and try to do the best that we can to entertain them and try to love on them a little bit and man, they love right back You know, I just being honest, man, who in the world would want another job other than that?
Yeah, no kidding. I was thinking about, teaming with Luke Combs, as you mentioned. That makes sure that people are going to know you for another generation when you're teaming with a brand new artist like that, too, aren't you?
Yeah, man, that's true. And I tell you, man, old Luke, he's quite a talent. He's been doing really, really well. We've got another record coming with Al Dean and Luke Bryan and on this new project that we've got cut. We've got a new record coming with Allison Krauss. If you'll remember, we did the Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart with Allison back in 95. Anyway, we've teamed back up with Allison on another record that'll be on the new record that's coming out, probably late summer, early fall that'll be out. And I tell you, that gal is singing. She's singing as good today as she ever has.
Yeah, she might have the most purest voice of anybody in country music.
I'm telling you, I'll never forget. You know, see, I grew up in bluegrass music, and she was in bluegrass music as well too. And of course, I'd kind of moved on before she came around. But some buddies of mine that played bluegrass music said, "Man, there's a new gal," said, "have you heard her? Her name's Allison Krauss. She's from Champaign, Illinois." And I said, "No, I hadn't heard her." I said, "Man, you need to listen to this record. Let me play you something." And I thought, man, that gal sounds like an angel.
Yeah.
So the next thing you know, we were able to do the record with Vicinity of the Heart with her. And I'm telling you, man, she really did. I mean, you know, the lyric of that song, the melody of that song, lending her voice to that song, man, it just made that song. In fact, it got us a Grammy Award, and then the CMA's Song Event of the Year. And it was just magic. And she was a big reason why.
Well, you're playing at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Friday night, and you got a lot of Wisconsin fans out there, and so hopefully people will stop by and see you coming up, Marty.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it, brother. We truly, truly are.
We appreciate you taking time to talk to us here today, and we'll see you soon in the Dells.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, thank you, Phil. And we look forward to Friday night.
I brought flowers to your door last night. If I had two
Shenandoah, Luke Combs on WRCO. Thanks to Marty Raybon for being our guest here on this Thursday morning. Our trivia question of the day is right around the corner.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It is 35 degrees at 8:45. Time now for an update on the trivia question of the day, which is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. As the seasons change, so do the selection of amazing autumn gifts and decor at TriStar Gifts and More. From elegant candles and decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, you'll find it all. Craving a tasty treat? Try Rural Route 1 popcorn, a perfect combination for those chilly autumn evenings. Hunters, check out the Amish-built hunting blinds. They offer an unmatched panoramic view and feature insulated interiors, seal windows and floors, and runners. TriStar Gifts and More, where the magic of autumn comes to life. Highway 14 East, next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center. All right, we're going to the 12-inch Quasar Black and White TV for a snippet of a theme. Let's see if you can identify which show this theme is from. Name that television theme and win today from TriStar Gifts and More. Here's Brett Kissel on FM 100.9.
I remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, we were only 17. Looking past my shoulder as you were walking over, didn't think that you were looking at me. All you and your friends, yeah, we were just
just kids spinning the bottle and hoping we'd kiss. Remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, summertime at 17, singing, ooh, 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 playing Never Have I Ever, and we will drink another, singing, ooh, 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 never had I ever thought that we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want to double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Whiskey all night long, bottle with a fake ID. You know when you're so young, always trying to get some, you just laugh at me. Yeah, we doubled down when we had no money. Looking back now, girl, it seems kind of funny. We used to get so drunk, drinking all night long. Damn, we made some memories. Now we're driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want to double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Drink another, singing, ooh, 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 never had I ever thought we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want a double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you.
Brett Kissel on WRCO, Never Have I Ever. We're at 35 degrees here in Richland Center this morning as we get going, rise and shine with some trivia time here today. We do have our winner. Congratulations to Ron Williams, who knew the right answer to this particular quizzy. This happens to be the television theme for Policewoman in Color, starring Angie Dickinson, Earl Holliman, Henry Bray as Policewoman. Congrats, Ron, he is the winner. Yeah, Angie Dickinson with a great role there in the mid-70s and a television program known as Policewoman. TriStar Gifts and More is supplying the prize today. Thank you so much for listening.
Feels good. Well, I could use a little freedom. Gravel underneath, set of 33s, a hot day, slow lane. Yeah, I don't know why there ain't enough time to stop and pick the peaches. Watch the river just roll on by. That's what I'd do, I'd do, if I only had tonight. Oh, I'd take it slow and sweet, yeah, Sunday morning easy. Living like living ain't nothing but a Chevy and a girl in a high life shirt. Side of the dirt.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us here today on WRCO Radio. We're moving and grooving toward 9. We'll bring on our morning show time, talk a little bit more about FFA Week as well.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low with this ring, "I've been wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring, now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside,
cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
George and Tammy on WRCO Radio and those golden rings. Happy trails time coming up as we drive our life away in that direction. This is Eddie Rabbit.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Looking for
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center.